Menachala, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Elu Chayavim B'Maisus U'Ptu Menachala. So these cases are the opposite, where they're Chayavim Maisus, because it doesn't have to just be the five grains to be Chayavim Maisus. You know, fruits and other things are Chayavim Maisus. But they're Potter from Chala. So Oiriz, rice, Va'Doichin Millet, Va'Progim, Poppy Seeds, Va'Shumshmin, Sesame Seeds, Va'Kitnius. So Kitnius, as we know, here it's specifically talking about the vegetable called Pulse. All these items do not become Chametz, so they're Potter from Chala. And if you have dough that came from something that's less than 5/4 of tfua, so this is 5/4 of a kav, or as we know in math, it's 1 1/4. 5/4 is 1 1/4 of a kav. So if the flour had enough of this amount, you're chayv, but if it had less than this, then you're potter from challah. Mishnah continues, hasuf gonin. This is meloshon of sfoig, which is a sponge, so it's like sponge cakes. Vaduv shonin. And these are cakes. The Rav brings two different ways to learn what these are. It's either cakes that were kneaded with honey or cakes that were fried with honey. The eskiritin. These are like these soft textured cakes or cookies. The chalas hamashres. And these are pancakes or pan loaves that are made on a pan. No pan intended. Just joking. The meduma. So meduma is when we know if, let's say, one had one piece of truma. One thing of truma fell into 99 of chulin. So you had one truma versus 99, that's not enough. You need one versus 100. One versus 99, the whole thing is meduma. So the way Rabbi Kiveger learns, he brings the Rash, and this is based off of the Maskon of Yerushalmi, that the case specifically has to be when we're saying that meduma is pater from chala, because really, midiaraisa, it should be chayv in chala. There's only one item out of all the 100, let's call them kernels of wheat, out of all the 100 kernels of wheat, only one of them is for sure truma. So the case has to be where, let's say, the 5/4 calves of kemach, that amount, had to have been where the entire part of meduma was in there, meaning it was mixed into the 5/4 of a calf of kemach, and you had exactly 5/4 of a calf of kemach. So therefore, you knew that within this exact measure of 5/4 of a kav of kemach, there's one thing of truma in here, that's vadai truma, and therefore I don't have the shear yet. But if you would then add, or you had more to begin with, of chulin, even if there's a little truma in there, if I would ignore that truma and I would have enough of a shear without that truma, even though there is a nice amount of meduma in this whole mixture, there, Reb Kiveger says, you would be chayv. So the meduma here is when you had the exact amount, or even if it's a little more, but you knew that the truma that's inside of here, and the certainly truma that's inside of here, would make it so you wouldn't have the shear.
Or the Tiferes Hal explains that we're dealing with challah b'zmanazem midirabbanan, so therefore since challah is only midirabbanan, and meduma is also midirabbanan, Chazal can tell us that when there is meduma, then you're pater from challah, midirabbanan. But if challah is midiraisa, they can't tell you you're pater from challah. If really midiraisa, you should be chayv in challah, because really midiraisa, the truma that's mixed in here is batel, and you should be chayv in challah, because there is no real truma here. So all these cases are patur min hachallah, all these cases in this Mishnah.